Blog Talk Radio.
Today we want to be talking about whether you are for or against privatizations of education in Liberia. We are going to be treating Liberia as a third world country, and we're looking at the negative and positive aspects of privatizations of education. So wherever you are, we want you to stay tight because I love to talk about. Now, in studio with me tonight, I was able to invite one of our humanitarian, Mr. Chokongley, who's going to introduce himself, and he's going to be here tonight to help me discuss whether you are for or against privatizations of education in Liberia. Mr. Glenn, you are live in studio.
Thank you, Dougie. I appreciate your invitation. When you told me about this invitation, and I say, are you guys inviting the ministers, Minister of Education, and other private sector and public sector, and who those who are involved into education in Liberia. But so far I'm concerned, I don't think the minister is part of this discussion tonight. I overhear that he would be participating on an online radio talk show tomorrow, in which I really want him to be live tonight for us to see and also listen to his view. But we can start from now and see how far we can go to also discuss on this privatization of education in Liberia.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Glenn, for honoring our invitation. Over here at Region NIMA, we actually talk about education. We find solutions, and we make recommendations. So just give a little clarity about what you said about the Minister of Education. We personally invited him to participate in our show, and it has since then we haven't gotten any acknowledgement from him, at least to indulge our communications and be able to come on the international radio and tell the Liberian people what is it that he intends to do for education. It is yet to happen, and we are still looking forward to that. But tonight we want to talk about privatization. When we talk about privatization, we're looking at different stakeholders. We're looking at the parents. We're looking at the teachers. We're looking at the non-governmental NGOs, those organizations. Now, the whole aspect of privatizing education is to maximize profit. Now, let's look at it from another perspective, bringing the United States of America into a picture of this whole thing, and also looking at Liberia from a third world country perspective. Now, we want to say that would this work in Liberia? Do you believe that if we privatize education in Liberia, will it be beneficial to the country?
Taki, I'm really against this whole project that the minister is really trying to implement in Liberia. I'm really against the whole thing. Right now, we have a lot of problems in Liberia right now with our educational sector. We have teachers not getting paid on time. We got buildings that need a lot of renovation. My 2 weeks of vacation in Liberia a few days ago, I visited a lot of buildings, you know, Newport Junior High School and field schools in Liberia. Most of these schools need a lot of work, including teachers not even attending schools because the government refused to pay them 1 or 2 months. Students not attending schools because students don't even have the right textbooks and pamphlets. Those are things that we need to address right now before coming in and bringing a foreign corporation to put our educational sector into their hands. And nothing will be free. Those guys are not coming to just spend all their time and the resources in Liberia. They are coming to make profit. So we have to be very, very careful how we do things.
Yeah, you just raised a very significant point over there. You see, looking at Liberia being a third world country where majority of the population lives in a rural area, now education is actually provided by the government, you know, unlike other Western countries where the citizens are being in power and they can have themselves educated, because once people have been in power, they can afford education. So when the government is providing education, and now the government is saying they're about to privatize education, so they're about to commercialize the whole system. So which means they're going to take what they have and give it to some other institution to come in and then do what they're supposed to do. So the question here is that when we look at the United States, when the whole privatization business came about, now, there were class of disparity that was created because the people or some parents couldn't afford to pay their children tuition. So they created a voucher system where parents could afford the voucher to be able to send their children to school. Now, do you think that kind of system can work in Liberia? Looking at a country where that have like just 4 million people and a minimum budget where that's 6 million.
No, Taki, when I was on the social media, Facebook, and I was reading a few guys comment, and a friend came up with this incident that happened in the U.S. and trying to compare that particular system with the system in Liberia. And we all in the U.S. The system in the U.S., that particular system was a complete failure, you know, and a lot of money was invested in that system to bring about the public sector immersion with the private sector. At the end of the day, those guys who are in the private sector, they're not just there to work in the public sector for free. You cannot compare with the system with the private sector with working with the public sector in the U.S. and you want to compare with a third world country. It is difficult. And such system can never work.
Mr. Gray, do you agree with me that, you see, when you talk about privatizations, you're talking about profits. So do
right.
you think the Ministry of Education is being distracted for significant issues and trying to make profits on the needs of the people?
From my entire understanding, I think the ministry may have me think that they turn over those projects over to foreign corporations like Bridge International, but Bridge International will not just receive huge amount of money from the government. I believe someone, either the minister or someone, is behind that entire project, going to receive a huge amount of profit from that whole entire project. That's how I believe.
So, Mr. Gray, you see how the whole privatization is going to be a predicament for the entire country, because these people, our people, are not even able to provide their own basic needs. And the country is completely diminishing. They are living on nearly half of a dollar just for ends meet. And then the government is saying they want to privatize the education system, where everybody will be able to afford education. Now, we want them to come and tell us how will this system work. Okay, now let's look at the United States, where most of the institutions are private institutions. But yet the state government subsidizes these institutions so that they will meet the needs of these students. But looking at Liberia, you have the least amount that is being allotted in your national budget for education. So how will you privatize this education system? How is the Minister of Education really trying to do this?
Right. From the whole article I read was the government will pay Bridge International $65 million in 5 years period. $13 million annually will be given to Bridge International every year. You just imagine $65 million. So the government is telling us that we cannot manage our own country. We cannot manage our own education sector. That's why I can understand. We have brains. We have people who can be placed into area to manage $13 million a year term. Why the government telling us that we should invest $65 million in a foreign company, into Bridge International, you know, telling us that we are not capable enough to manage our own schools? That is my point right there. Why would you give someone that check every year?
What happened, Mr. Gray? What happened to the fresh proposal that the Minister of Education brought on the table that was talking about the closure of a school? Do you want to elaborate on that? Is that proposal still inside and working for it?
Look, Jackie, right after the minister got his new appointment, you know, less than a few weeks, that was his first project. Close down all schools. And looking at the fact that a lot of parents just came out from the Ebola crisis, people was, you know, around the place trying to find resources to see how best we all can help those people back home. And the government had to close down school. Knowing the fact that 3 months ago or 4 months before closing down schools, we were on the internet, we was on the radio telling our government, look, this is not the time to open schools. We still have people who are still suffering from Ebola. There is not the time. But in that same process, schools were open. Less than a few weeks to a month, we have a new minister. And this minister came up, we have the open school. Looking at the fact that because the minister or the ministry want to compare the system with the U.S. system, forgetting to understand that in the U.S., there's a different climate in the U.S. in holidays. You cannot compare the climate in the U.S. and the holidays in the U.S. with that of Liberia. You can have students going to school when it's raining heavily or on a certain condition. You cannot compare the U.S. education with that of Liberia education when our kids back there, they are lacking a lot of access on technology, textbook, pamphlets, and all those things. But we are still trying to upgrade our level to the American system.
So what happened to the proposal that was brought up from? Because you see, Will you introduce a proposal or a procedure? Because education is strategy, and when you bring this thing up, it has to be achievable. It has to be actualized. So if this proposal has not been actualized, and the Ministry of Education is trying to tell us that we should privatize the education system, So how are they really trying to incorporate these things? Because I also heard something that introducing mobile technology, and then I'm also hearing privatizing the education system. So there are too many things they are talking. Do you think that they, are they not distracted or something?
I think there's a lot of things going on, Taki. Right now we have less than few years for this government to be out, especially who knows, the next Minister of Education may be anyone from Liberia or from the U.S. who will come with a new plan. And you have a five-year project, 65 million, 30 million a year. In the next 1 year plus from now, George will be out. George will not be the minister, hopefully. Another new minister can come there. The entire 5 years project will be a waste. You know, the first 1 year, 13 million will not. We will not even see where this 13 million even go, because in the next 1 year time, George will be out. So what will happen with the first 13 million? And 5 years project will be another waste. What will happen with Bridge International? Bridge International will gain 13 million plus for the first 1 year. In the second year, George will be no more a minister of education. What will happen? Be another waste of taxpayer dollars.
Now, you see, you talk about Bridge International, and I did some research on them, and they were kind of functional in East Africa, in Kenya and Uganda, and they do not have a outstanding reputation in this country because their performance will be low standard. So I don't know, why would the government want to use an institution that doesn't have an outstanding performance? So I'm kind of a little confused that the Ministry of Education will be deciding to use these things. So I don't know, what would you say? What recommendation would you give to the Ministry of Education? What would you want to tell them? Should they privatize the education system? Or what should they do?
For me, in Taki, I would just tell the minister or the entire ministry, look, we have a capable Liberian in Liberia and abroad who have good management skill that we can work on a lot of projects in Liberia and support our public schools, that the government will manage all those 120 schools that is on the list right now to be given out to those private entities. We can manage our own schools. If we have $65 million, $13 million a year, we can manage our own schools. We don't need to give $13 million to a foreign corporation to manage our own schools. So what the government is telling us, they are telling us in the next 2-3 years, we're going to give the security sector to a foreign hands, we're going to give the healthcare sector to the foreign hands because Liberians themselves cannot take care of themselves. Then we are condemning ourselves. So why
but
are you
having... know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen, Mr. Gray, is that the people who can afford are going to be the ones who are going to go to school. Then we're going to create a more class of disparity in Liberia, because there are kids in Liberia that parents cannot even afford to pay their school fees. And the government is responsible to provide education to these kids. So, you see, it's a problem. But anyway, I just want to stop you right there. To all of you who have tuned in tonight by phone and by computer, you are most welcome. And tonight we are talking about privatizing the education system in Liberia. If you want to participate tonight or even ask a question or make a position statement, we want you to text us at 347-286-1716. Once again, the number is 347-286-1716. To be part of this show is very easy. Now, back to our studio guest, Mr. Gray. Why is it that you're going to miss the minister about, our young and objective minister of education? What is it you're going to mention about when he leaves?
Minister Taki, the minister is young. I think the minister is trying to use that experiment. And I don't think right now, after years of civil war and Ebola crisis, I don't think Liberia is ready right now for that experiment. We're not going to allow people to use our students, you know, in our country as a country to use experiment. We're not using experiment projects, okay? And bringing in foreign cooperation for certain interests, we have to be very, very critical on things, because a lot of those guys are right now, they have few years in power. And few years from now, a lot of those guys will be leaving. So I believe a lot of them are just trying to bring a lot of projects right now to raise whatever they can gain. In the next 1 to 2 years from now, they will be out. And what will happen with $30 million now? What will happen with $65 million now? all these things will be things that we have to look at. We cannot just embrace any minister who will just come up with a project, a $13 million project a year. It's a lot of money that Labyrinth and Seth can manage our own education sector.
So, Mr. Gray, now you see, tonight we want to find solutions. We want to make recommendations. And we wish the education minister was going to be on the show. We are doing our best so that he can be able to come on the show and explain to the Liberian people. He's been a servant to the Liberian people. It's important that he come on these shows and tell the Liberian people, these are my strategies. This is where I want to go. And this is where I think we can go as people and citizens of Liberia. Now, there is another thing I want to remind you of. Liberia is a very small country that has this education system that has been governed by the government over the years. Now, this new education minister wants to shift the paradigm of the education system. And he said we should privatize the education system. We should introduce mobile technology. Now, the question here is that do you really think these people, our Liberian citizens, are capable to use this system and this technology they're talking about?
I think the students in the rural area is not ready for all those technology right now. The minister is talking about, you know, right now. A few weeks ago, I was in Liberia and I visited a few schools in the interior. I went to Bourne County, Bourbon County, and Pichana Highway, number 3 Compa. In fact, schools up there don't even have even a truck to even write on the board. Schools up there don't even have even radio to even listen. What's going on in Malawi? You want to take a computer? You want to take mobile technology up there when we haven't even trained those teachers and students in the rural area? We have a lot of work to do. We have to build our own foundation before talking about spending $65 million on a foreign entity. There's a lot of work we have to do. We have teachers to be trained. We have students that need a lot of counseling. From the Ebola crisis, we got a lot of Ebola cases. Those kids up there right now, they need another help. There's not the time to invest $13 million into foreign entity to manage the Liberian school. I think at this time it's a wrong idea. You know, we all have to put stop to this project. Anyway, maybe all of me think that this project is good because they are friends to the minister, or because the minister is their friend, or because they love the government. We all love the government. We all love the minister. But I think we have to speak. We have to speak the truth. We got to say, look, this is not the right time. This is not the right time. I believe we can help build our own country. We don't need to put our education sector into foreign hands. We have to manage our own country. We need to be sincere to ourselves in our country.
Right.
And stop those corruption that is coming our way.
Let's talk about education tonight. Liberians, are you for or against the privatization of education in Liberia? Now, we're going to take a break, and we want to give thanks and appreciation to all of you who are listening to us tonight. When we come back, we're going to open our lines. We're going to bring in a few participants to give their questions and their comments and position statement. At this time, let us take a break, and we'll be back.
Oh,
Montreal. Wow, that was a beautiful music tonight. You know, wherever I am tonight, look, I'm telling you, I'm dancing to that music. I want to welcome all of you back to our discussion. Are you for or against the privatizations of the education in Liberia? Tonight, we want to open our line and bring a few personalities to join the discussion. We want to welcome Mr. Musa Wele. You are live in studio. Will you just introduce yourself, sir?
Yeah, good evening. My name is Musa, a humanitarian agent. All right. Tonight we are talking about the education system. I have, from the onset of this discussion, I disagree with the education minister, even though he's my personal friend. We have agreed on several things in the past, but on the action of turning over the primary school system to Bridge, I differ with him. And
you came out tonight to tell us that the education minister is wrong for privatizing the education system, sir?
I'm not going to use the word wrong. I'm going to use the word, it's not timely right now. It's not timely, yeah. Prioritization.
Mr. Trocon Gray, do you agree with Musa when he said that it's not timely instead of using wrong?
Musa have his own perspective of how he's looking at the whole entire project. So when he say he's not going to use the word wrong, and then tell me, I think he have his own thing. But for me, I would say it's not the right time for the government or the ministry to use this project. We are not using it as an experiment.
He's wrong, right?
Right.
All right,
okay,
so let me just make my point. I'm saying it's not timely because the entire revamping process, the entire restructuring of the educational sector that the education minister came into power and told the public that he was ready to turn the system around, the entire process had steps that we needed to follow. Let me just make it clear tonight. We need to understand that prioritization of public school in Africa is not done for parents to pay extra tuition. Let's get that clear. If Liberia was to prioritize their schools today, no parents are going to be extra tuition. No, under the Millennium Development Goal, which is not a sustainable, which has been turned to the Sustainable Development Goal, nobody will ask somebody to pay money if you prioritize the school. Meaning you'll be going against the United Nations goal on education. So let's just get that clear. It's going to be a total violation. So let us not create an impression.
Where did the funds come from, Musa?
The government will have to.
Can I just ask you, where would the funds come from? The World Bank?
I repeat, any government in Africa that chooses to privatize primary education is under obligation to sponsor their program. Either they can look for funding from outside or use their own funding, but they'll be going against the United Nations Sustainable Development Goal, which Liberia is a signatory to. And the Development Goal talk about
right.
primary education. I mean, commitment
right
to primary education.
Primary education is free, Musa. Right now, primary education is free. So if
so
the Minister of Education is saying they want to privatize the education system, are they not wrong?
If they say they want to privatize it, we look at the
That's
steps.
That's what they're saying now.
We look at the steps that lead to privatization. If you want to privatize the education system, you want to create the First of all, you want to look at whether the system itself is ready to be privatized. How much money you put in, how sustainable the privatization is going to be. Let's talk about the long-term danger that we might face. Right now, we have donor commitment of $65 million for the next 5 years. And you and I know how donor commits to projects. They commit to project based on annual evaluation to see how the project going. If the country does not perform to their expectation, they have the right to withdraw their funding or suspend their funding. then what it does is that it creates a gap in the education system. So what we're saying is that even if we got a donor outside that want to support us, let us localize it for now and use our own manpower to run the system. But we can't even do that yet without working on what we call quality assurance. Liberia is in a serious quality assurance mess, the education system. You in a classroom where you don't have fitting, most of the schools don't have bathroom. Chukwu was just talking about the deplorable conditions of the schools. You in a condition where the children are in an environment where they depend on the sunlight to give them light in the classroom. That's number two. You're in an environment where electricity is not available. So all of those conditions.
Let me just break you over there. Let me just break you for a while. Now, we're getting confused because we are seeing different pictures on Facebook. We are seeing different graphics on different social media that schools being built in Liberia, schools being restructured in Liberia. So are you telling us that these things are not really happening? Or that part of the country that benefiting?
I'll be sincere with you. The public schools are not built to, they are not attractive enough. Right now, the conditions of the public schools in Liberia are not conducive. They are not attractive. I'll speak from the primary school perspective. They are not attractive to keep children in school. And let me say this tonight. When you took a child to school, when your child was 5 years of age, when you took your child to the daycare school, whatever school you took your child, while you're leaving that school, that child cried. And the reason they cry is because they're in an environment that they don't know why they're there, and they are not concerned about what they're going to get out of that environment. At the age of primary school, children do not know why they're going to school. They are not going to school to say, I'm going to become a lawyer, I'm going to become a doctor. No. The only reason why they stay there is because they love the environment. And that is why children cannot learn if they don't love you. Teachers, that's why you see a lot of teachers in America adopt the system of consent so the children can get used to them. So at this stage, I think the expectation of Liberia education system is too high right now in terms of primary school level. We are worried about how the students are going to become doctors and mayors too early. This is the stage we need to encourage them to stay in school. This is the stage we need to encourage them to like school. Right now, we are not to be concerned about who's scoring the highest grade. We want the kids to love what's called school. And later on, they're going to go after the grade. How do you do that? The environment will have to be conducive. We don't have conducive environment for.
So, Mr. Willie, do you think that if the minister succeeds in privatizing the education system, do you think that we're going to have enough money despite what we're getting in the budget, and we'll be able to take care of our policies, and we'll be able to build new schools and introduce our citizens to computer literacy program? Don't you think so?
But we are even worried about whether the money that's coming is a straitjacket money. That's one thing you guys need to find out from the minister, whether the donation is a straitjacket donation or commitment. If this commitment is only...
The minister is not opening himself. The minister is not opening himself
to
talk to the people.
Because if this money is not only for innovative education as it has been portrayed, we can spread this money over in other sector, infrastructure. Our infrastructures are not built to attract learning. They are not built to attract conducive learning or creative learning. So what we think we need to find out is this money a straitjacket money that is only intended for innovative education? If it is intended for innovative education, this is not time yet to introduce innovative education because the environment is not right. If the kids play with the tablet.
This is not time yet to introduce innovative education because
infrastructure is
not right.
And the reason I'm saying that is because of our infrastructures are not developed. They are not built enough to withstand innovative education right now. Electricity, we have the problem of electricity,
Mr. Musa, before I leave you, I want to bring in another guest. But before I leave you, you know, I just want to get back to you. Do you think the minister is right? Is he heading in the right direction?
The minister is anxious. He's for
when
now.
You say
I'm not going to use
what
the word
mean?
Right. Yeah, he's overwhelmed. He's anxious. He wants to. He has good intention, but it's like counting from 2 to 1. You want to count from 1 to 2, but at this point, the minister is counting from 2 to 1, which is going to, now we're going to come back to 1. So when we get back to 1, it's going to be late. So it better we start from 1 to 2.
Are you saying the minister doesn't understand the policy and the procedure of education?
He does understand the policy and the procedure of education, but he's overwhelmed. And the next thing is, I want us to find out what is this donor funding, this donor money. Is it a straitjacket money? I need to call him tomorrow.
Let me break you guys. I got a question that just came in from one Jacob Jones to Mr. Chukong Glee. Mr. Glee, what is your understanding of privatization? Because from the debate trending on Facebook, your position seems contradictory from that of Ben Saul, Musa Wele, and others. What is your understanding of privatization?
From the debate on Facebook and from the news from Liberia with my representative who attended a webshop in Liberia, he gave me all information from the webshop, and he informed me that the government plan from the webshop, the government plan to partner with private school administrators to manage government schools. That's what the local webshop that they hosted in Liberia. It's Bridge International. Bridge International is like the head to a spearhead of that particular project. But locally, the minister hosted a local webshop in Liberia to inform private schools administrator that. That the ministry will give out public schools to private schools administrator, and the ministry will be looking at those private schools to manage the public schools. Since for the past few years,
Mr. Chukwu, I'm sorry to break you. The question was direct. The question here is that how do you understand privatization? What is privatization of education?
Looking at the entire meaning. I think it's just all about giving out a public education or the public sector to private partnership. And when you do that, at the end of the day, it comes back with income. It comes back with profit. There's, I think what he said that United Nations will, if any government or any ministry violate United Nations code of conduct concerning education, and you will be fined for that. But if you talk about giving out public entity to private entity, is all at the end of the day, a private entity will have to gain profit. At the end of the day, it's all about profit. The whole project is all about profit to the private entity. Liberia may not understand that. We understand it's free for our kids and our students in Liberia, but at the end of the day, it's all about profit. So the whole entire project.
Mr. Gray, before I can go to Rabble, I want to bring Rabble, but before I can go to Rabble, now we have a policy right now that covers free primary education in Liberia. If the government decides to privatize the education system, it means the whole education system is going to be privatized. Now, the essence of doing that is to raise money, is to make profit, is to commercialize the system. My question to you, Mr. Gray, before I leave you, are they not wrong in exposing the system to corruption?
That's corruption right there, Daki. At the end of the day, we're not on the story. But if you had to bring in private entity to take control of public entity, at the end of the day, everything will lead to profit. And where will you get that $65 million? Who are the $65 million going to? Who are the $13 million going to?
There's a question from Jacob to Chukong. He said, your answer is somehow shitty. It's not in details. Would you try to convince Jacob what you mean by privatization of the education system?
I don't really know how Jacob, what really he's putting his mind on towards the whole definition of what the government is trying to do. But from my view and my perspective, I think it's about giving a public entity to a private management, in which we are saying that we are not capable enough to manage our own public entity, the private or the foreign entity.
The parents are not going to pay anything. So I don't know. It's from a perception. But what the minister is trying to do, that parents will not pay anything. The money is going to either come from the outside, or maybe they're going to generate these funds. So it's going to be free. Let us privatize the education system. Why are you not agreeing to it, Mr. Gray?
No, we are looking at the premise is free. But look, Daki, let us understand, look, what is up there. Let us understand that for the past few years, we have free schools in Liberia right now. Like everybody says, it's free school. I was in Liberia a few days ago. I have my thing in Liberia right now. We plan to build a school on the land that we have right now. You just look up.
Okay.
It says it's free school in Liberia right now. But do you believe it's free? Do you really believe those schools in Liberia right now is free?
When okay. People, now, let me hold you right there. Let me hold you right there. Chokun Clay asked a very good question. Do you believe that education is free in Liberia? Mr. Robert Gaku, let's bring you in. What is your own understanding of privatization of the education system in Liberia?
Well, thanks for reaching out. I was just tuning in to listen to your show, but you guys are having an interesting conversation. In simplest term, privatization is the transfer of government ownership to a private entity. And so I don't want to describe the government's action as of now as privatization of public schools, because in the minister deliberations, I think he indicated that the 100 or the pilot project, those schools that will be selected for the pilot project will be owned, financed, regulated by the government. And he also indicated that British International Academy and other entities, private entities that they're planning on contracting, will be held accountable by the government. And so I'm not going to jump the guns right now, but in simplest terms, privatization.
Robert, then how did the privatization business came in? Because privatization is totally different from what you just told me, and it's more of a partnership instead of privatization.
Yeah, well, that's the language they're using. Look, and what I sense is that there are some politics within the letter or language that has been used. I don't think that
Are you saying the Minister of Education is playing politics with the people of Liberia?
Well, the Minister of Education worked for political. The Minister of Education, look. The fact of the matter is this. I don't want to get into the gotcha question, but the fact of the matter is this. I don't think it's no brainer that there's some clarification. There are more clarifications that needs to be made as far as this point.
Why the minister is not coming up to explain to the people and tell this strategy?
I think if the minister failed to do so, then he's doing a disservice and a disservice to the Ministry of Education, and he's doing a disservice to the government of Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Because again, like I stated in my perspective this morning, I think it's important that in any society, when such an important and unprecedented decision is being made on behalf of the people and in their interest, as far as education is concerned, look,
let's recognize Ghibli from Canada. I think he wants to ask you a question or give his input. We're going to come right back to you, but just please. Mr. Ghibli, we are from Canada. You are live in Cedar.
Thank you very much.
Now, we discussed, are you for or against privatization of education in Liberia?
Yeah, it's a very good topic to discuss, and I must say I appreciate the concerns and input from everyone on the radio. Liberia is gradually moving forward in terms of the way we address national issues. When it comes to the issue of privatizing education in Liberia, I've followed this extensively, and what I do know is because of the lack of information disclosure, it makes it very difficult for people to make refined decisions. Because when you're privatizing the education, if government is going to do that, you're giving away assets, management. There is a lot of things that comes with that. So to what extent, if the government, on the other hand, if the government says that there's going to be free education, how is that defined? How much of assets do we know that is going into the private sector? And to what control? What are the mechanisms put in place? There's so many questions. And every time I follow the story and the post and all the comments coming out of Liberia, it makes it difficult to take a position. And sadly, the government is not giving out a lot of information for us to be able to make refined decision as to whether we for or we against. But if you ask me, is it a right move? I think it is a right move in the right direction, as long as it doesn't cost us in the future. So, honestly, that's where I stand. I don't know. The government is not giving us enough information to make a refined decision.
So, Mr. Gibley, you just brought in some points, some technical points right now. I want us to look into it. You talk about you don't know, but you think it's a good point. And because you see, privatization, you just said it all. It's like the government turning its responsibility over to another entity. They're trying to say we're just not able to do this. So somebody should come in and help. So my question here to you now, Mr. Gibley, is what is going to happen to these schools in Liberia?
All right. So when I mentioned assets and management. Number one, right, if the government is deciding to privatize education, we should look at unemployment. Most likely now, I don't know the mechanism in place, but most likely a lot of Liberians will be out of job, like the teachers, the janitors, because when you're taking education from the public to the private sector is already established. There is the International Teachers Association that most likely, in I would say 75% cases I have seen, that works with the private institution because they get money back, they pay into that association. As far as government schools, the education system goes, there are other institutions, there are other associations that they form part of. So the International Teachers Association, they serve as the parent body for teachers, like a union that protects teachers. So if you lay off, technically to say, if you lay off or moving your public sector to the private sector protects their teachers. So most likely those teachers will be out of job. That's one concern. And not only the teachers, but down to the janitors and those sort of people, right? What is the plan for
the
that?
The government is saying that they're going to bring in a company called Breaches. Breaches is an extended company that works in different countries and take care of education. So it means that they're going to have this company, like, training the teachers and going to the rural butchers in the rural area. And which, of course, I strongly doubt that these expatriates will be able to go into the rural area. So, like what you're saying, I think it's very significant that Liberia start to use its own resources, its own real human resources. I just want to thank you, Mr. Gibley, for calling from Canada and being part of this show. You struck a significant point.
Thank you very much for the show, and I really appreciate you guys, too.
You're welcome. And we're on every Monday night at 9:30, so please be our regular caller, okay? Now, back
to
Rabba. Rabba, why the Ministry of Education is failing? The minister is bringing in different strategies, new policies, but yet and still we keep falling. He talked about the mobile technology. He's talking about privatization. He brought in a new proposal that close down our schools. We're going to build our schools, renovate our schools. What is happening here?
I think what is happening here is the minister is ambitious. I think he has a lot of great intentions, but...
Do you call that ambitious?
I think that's what it is. And it's nothing wrong with being ambitious, you know? I think he has a lot of great ideas. But like I said earlier, the system that we have in place does not support these ideas that he has. Look, I just heard a brother from Canada talked about... you asked him the question, what was his position? And he's you know, initially stated that he agreed and he felt like the government decision was a step in the right direction. Then he, we talked about the impact. What's going to happen to teachers that will be laid off? Because the fact of the matter is, British Academy is coming with a model of their own. It's almost like it's my way or no way. Now, even though the government is saying, well, we will assure quality, they're going to be held accountable to us, they're going to go with our contest, the fact of the matter is, British Academy will come with their own program just as much as they've done in Kenya, you've done in other places. And then he talks about what teachers being laid off, janitors, and what have you. So again, from right there, you see the confusion due to the mis and disinformation. So I think it's important, though, that I think it's important that the Minister of Education comes out, makes himself available, and actually explain this. But my thing is this: when I read his deliberation, I think something caught my attention, and I mentioned that in my piece this morning. The overriding mission here with British Academy is to provide quality education. I agree with the minister. I think Ellen Johnson Sirleaf agree. We all concur that we lack quality, we lack standard. But the question is, how do we actually achieve that? How do we achieve that? And I strongly believe that if you're going to spend $55 million over the next 5 years to bring in a company that's supposedly supposed to inject some sort of innovation, creativity, yet has a philosophy that actually focuses on strictly teaching from the test scores and scripted lesson plans, you limit teachers from actually being innovative, creative, or pretty much assertive. And so I don't think this is the best path forward to achieving quality education. I think what the government needs to do, and this is something that we talked to the education minister about probably before, the government needs to invest in the system. The system is messed up. Look, he mentioned Morales, for instance.
Rabba. The education ministry, they have failed. They are saying we're not able to meet the needs of our people. We need strangers to come in our country and teach us what to do. So they're trying to privatize this whole thing. That's the common language there. It's nothing to hide about. The people,
What would be interesting? It would be interesting for me to actually hear the minister speak on behalf of the president and actually, say what you just said, that, hey, guys, we are conceding that we're not adequately able to provide a basic need, which is providing free, quality education. And in that case, if this government is saying to us that, to her citizens, that, look, we are not able to do what you elected us to do, then this is what I'm going to say, and I'm going to say this tonight. Then that government needs to just resign. That government needs to go away.
That government needs to resign. That's a statement from Mr. Robert Gackle.
At this moment,
we're going to take a break. The studio is very hot tonight. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be lending to our studio guest, Mr. Chokwon Glay. At this time, let us take a break.
My people, where you at? Where you at? Wake up from your slumber. Stop sleeping. Whip your hands, whip your hands, whip your hands, whip your hands. Come on, come on, come on. I know you're sleeping now. You gotta wake up some more, yeah? Okay, let's go. The people lie to us. The government betray us.
They can lie, they can see, they will not tomorrow.
I said we tired with their lies. We tired with their promises that led us to a lot of damages. We tired with that speech they preach in D and now unique they deceive us. The thing we saw, it frustrates us. So why did you lie? Why did you steal? Why did you lie? They say the things so big. We just tell you that why we both tell you. For you fool us,
you screw us, you use us, and later on abuse us. So why? The government should lie. Why? But that's the question that we ask. The people lie to us. The government betray us.
They can lie, they can steal, they will not tomorrow.
No one to trust. My people no one to hope on.
Nobody.
My hope that I have been broken.
I'm telling you, brother.
So where are the schools? Where are the roads? Where are the God that they said they were for? But they're too selfish. The people tire with their rhetoric.
People tire.
You see the reason why we ask. Why the government betray? They have enough of time, but yet they say they delay. People suffer. No war for people crying for hunger.
Look at.
Your vision and your mission, your intention to the nation, they fall. You got nothing to show.
Nothing.
So why? The government should lie. Why? But that's the question that we ask.
They lie.
The people lie to us. The government betray us.
They can lie, they can steal, they will not tomorrow.
They lie to us. Oh my God, where I'm sitting right now, man. I said the studio is so hot tonight. Well, Mr. Robert, we got a lot of questions that are coming in the cubicle right now for you. The first one is going to come from Jenkins, and then we're going to go to Trocon. So before we get to Mr. Glay, we got a question from Robert, series of questions. Jenkins to Robert, he said, Mr. Robert, are you saying privatization is an indication that the government has failed?
Well, the question is general. I think the government has indeed failed in lots of ways, and we will agree that the government has failed when it comes to ensuring quality education. The government has failed when it comes to, building our infrastructure. The government has failed when it comes to, fighting corruption. The government has failed in many ways, and so, I don't think I need to overemphasize that question, but. When it comes to this particular decision, like I said earlier, if the government is bluntly saying to her citizens that, hey, guys, I cannot actually, provide, education. I can't do this. I'm incapable, or I can't do this. Then what's the need of that government? That's the question. Let me just make this other point. I think if the government decision is geared towards fully the privatization of schools, then I would like to hear that from the education minister, because from his deliberation on Front Page Africa, to my understanding is that's why they use the word pilot project. This is a pilot project, and they use the word partnership schools for Liberia. So I'm going to take his word for it, but I still don't think that if quality, which I think is the ultimate goal in this thing, if quality is the goal. I think that we can do better on our own. We can still see help. Look,
and Robert, I really agree with you when you're talking about the government not being able to use its own resources. But the issue that I want some explications about is talking about the pillar of the government and the essence of resignation you talk about. So this is where Michael Colley, and it's in his question, Michael Colley to Robert. He said, you sound very eloquent, Robert. Your deliberations, you sound very eloquent until you suggested a certain government should resign. Now, I want you to coordinate the whole thing. How did the resignation come about?
Well, what I'm saying is this, and let me clarify my statement, okay? Let me clarify my statement. I believe in democracy. But again, we elect leaders to carry out some basic responsibility, some basic duty, one of which is to provide education, okay? It is the government's job, and it's the government's sole responsibility to provide to her citizens quality education. And what I'm saying to your statement is that if the education minister came on your show, any show for that matter, and said, just as you said, hey, guys, we just cannot do this on our own. We can't do this. Then look here. What I'm saying to you is this. If the government that we elected to carry out this particular responsibility, which I think is a very important responsibility, tells us through her education minister that they just can't do this, what I'm saying to you is this. Then that government needs to go away. That government.
Then the government has to resign. That was the exact
principle. Exactly. But key word is this. If that government tells you and I that I just can't do this, if President Obama told the American people, given the huge security threats that we face right now, if President Obama through his defense minister came on air and said, hey America, hey world, given all of these threats that we currently face, I just cannot guarantee you any security, any safety, that government becomes useless. And that's what I'm telling you. But guess what?
The government becomes useless, and the government
becomes But wait a minute. I don't think that's what the minister will say, and I don't think that's the case. We have to ask the question, is the government action, okay, somehow are they conceding that they just cannot deliver on this basic responsibility? The education minister will have to explain to us what they are actually trying to do. I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Are you suggesting to Ned that the Minister of Education resign?
No, I'm not suggesting. I would never suggest that he resign. What I did suggest is, in fact, that we encourage this ongoing dialogue as it relates to this issue. Look, I think the general public needs to get involved. I think parents need to get involved. From my understanding, the minister said that this project will be launched in September. I think he's jumping the gun here. I think
The minister is very objective about this program. He feels that it's going to succeed, plus the mobile technology, and plus his proposals. He's not going to succeed?
I'm not hoping that he doesn't succeed. What I'm saying to you is this, sir. The reality and the fact of the matter is this. The system that we currently have does not support, okay, the reality of what they are discussing. Musa Willie indicated earlier that, look, the fact of the matter is when you go to Kenya and Uganda and other places where British International Academy has launched this program and have had some success, it's a reflection or indicative of the investment those governments have made in improving their system. And one of the questions that I asked today is this. How does the government and British Academy plan to ensure that a boy and a girl, or a girl, that comes from a slum community like West Point, who will be enrolled in one of their schools, how are they going to ensure that those students can use the tablets that they're going to provide as far as technology is concerned away from the classroom?
Robert, you got all the questions tonight. This one is from Smith Blowjay from Liberia. He said, Mr. Robert, do you tell your government in the United States of America to resign when they make suggestions? Since you are American citizens as well. Let me finish, sir. He said, okay. Mr. Robert, okay. Do you tell your government in America to resign when they make suggestions? Since you are also an American citizen as well. If you take the entire government out, do you know what's happened or what will happen? Who will you replace them with? Mr. Robert.
Yes, sir. Look, that's a very interesting question. Look, that guy is assuming that I'm a U.S. citizen. I live in America. America is a diverse country, and America is a country of rules and laws. Now, in any instance where the president cannot perform his or her duties, there are rules, there are laws that actually protect who takes or decide who takes over that leadership. So that's no question. I'm not suggesting that the government resign. Let me be very emphatically clear. I'm not suggesting that the government resign. What I'm saying is this. If the education minister comes on your show, or any other show for that matter, and indicate that. Look, gentlemen, the government of Liberia is incapable of providing basic education to her citizens. What I'm telling you is that government is useless. I don't think that's going to happen. And I made instance with President Obama. If President Obama came on air and said, I can't provide security for the United States, people are using to say, wait a minute, then what are you doing? What are you in office for? I don't think that's what's going to happen.
Rama, I want you to just take a break. Don't go nowhere. Let's bring in Troco. Troco been up for a little while, and then we're going to bring in Musa. Mr. Glaze, you know, I just like your sincerity. Now, how do you look at privatization of the education system? Do you think the Minister of Education should resign?
From looking at Musa Willie and Rabo's discussion, Rabo make a strong point. If the minister come over, really the newspaper and say that he cannot handle education in Liberia, but to bring in private entity to manage our education sector, which means that the government cannot handle our system. So which means there is no need for us to have the minister as the Minister of Education. So it's necessary that he leave and all the good people who can handle the ministry take over. So right there, the government is telling us that the minister cannot handle education in Liberia. So I think I support his point concerning the Minister of Education having less authority over education in Liberia by bringing in private entity to run our education sector. So if he would come over here and say that we would rather use outside sources or we would rather use private entity to run our education sector in Liberia, I think I would support Robert concerning the minister.
What are you supporting now, Trocon? Because my brother Trocon, there are two things here. Now, you're talking about Rabo said, or the government in entirety should resign, as Rabo said. It means when the government come out and say they cannot articulate its citizen, they cannot provide educational rights to that citizen, then there's no need that we have a government. Is that what you're supporting?
But, Jackie, we live in the States. We follow the Western policy in America. If Obama come over here, like Rabo said, he say we cannot handle the security of Americans. Then who is Obama? So if the president come over national registration or including the minister come over and say, look, we cannot handle Liberia, so which means the government is not fit enough to govern its citizens. So there is no need for the government to still be involved. So it clearly shows that we need new people in the right direction. So I think Rama is
so much.
Right.
Okay. Now let's bring in Musa. Musa, we want to get your side of the story. We're talking about incompetence. We're talking about inconsistency. We're talking about the government not being able to meet the needs of its citizens. And then Robert and Mr. Glay were saying, if the government would come out and say these things, then there's no need to have a government. What is your own perception to these things?
I actually don't want to preempt the decision of the government because they have not officially announced that they are going to prioritize the education system of Liberia. Like Robert said earlier, the war pilot project was used, and we want to hold the education minister by the war he used. We even though technically we can study the war pilot and try to disagree, looking at the longevity of the project, which is 5 years, we think 5 years is too much. So because I don't want to comment on the issue of resign because the government has not officially talked about prioritizing the education sector. It is just a pilot project. They have they just talk about a pilot project. So for that, I don't want to comment on it because I don't have no information about that.
Oh, thank you so much, gentlemen. You know, I'm really enjoying the every one of you who came out tonight. And we had a great, great discussion. And our talk show is only for an hour. We're going to take a break. When we come back, each of you is going to give a closing comment or a statement. And we are looking forward to bring you back. Like I said, at this show, we find solutions and we make recommendations to the Liberian education system. Let us now take a break when we come back and we can have your honor.
Everybody pot falling, my pot and ball. So in Dallas, you got a well and all. Oh, come on, not a horse, oh. Papa coming home, you can pass through.
Everybody pot falling, my pot and ball. You got a well and all.
Everybody pot body my fucking ball. The only time I fucking ball when it cock hit it all. The struggle keep killing me, I ain't even got dog. I got to hustle hard to buy my baby rubber doll. The economic system by forge and a jail rat. Papa said was growing hot, so I gotta speak the fact. You think I'm talking crap? No, I'm talking rap. Just a survivor, that's why my niggas doing old school. Some people say we fool, some people say we go to school. Some people still asking what it's doing for the youth. The government breaking, so the youth is still checking. No entertainment, so we're making no money. I'm telling this to y'all, I ain't having no jaw. That's what I stand for, my pot can't ball.
Who feels I'm a sense of food? But my pot not falling. For Russia in the city, got me kicking some dust. But my pot not falling. Surely say she be leaving me tonight. But my pot not falling. Let not say I can live tomorrow. But my pot not falling. Now what can I go do? What play I go go? Wish can I hustle? I go hustle now. Now what can I go do? What can I go do? Wish can I hustle? I go hustle now. Nah.
Everybody pop on him, but my pocket for now.
Well, we want to thank every one of you for listening to us tonight, wherever you are in Radio Land, in Liberia, in the United States of America, and even to our studio guests tonight, you know, for honoring our invitation. At this time, we want each of you to give your closing statement. We're going to start with Musa first and then Robert. Mr. Whaley, you are welcome. Okay, I think we miss Mr. Whaley. We're going to go to Robert. Robert, do you have a closing statement?
Yeah, hello?
Is that Robert or Musa?
This is Musa.
All right, Musa, your closing statement, please.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure coming on the show. I think this is my fourth night. I want to appreciate the management and staff of the radio, NEMA International. The process of revamping our education system is going to take some time. In as much as we want to see things happen, we have to follow the thematic steps I mean. And those who I've most awaited are for infrastructure development first. Then we move to mobilization of logistics and training. After training, then we roll off innovation. At that time, our environment will be able to withstand some of the sophistication and new technology innovation that we're going to be bringing in the system. And I'm also of the conviction that Liberia do have innovative and creative teachers. All we need to do is to develop and discover those talents and we can improve those talents and make maximum use of them. Our system currently is not built to develop, to recognize and nurture those talents. So let us create the avenue, the opportunity for talented people in Liberia to come out. We can make use of them. I want to say thank you to you again for hosting me. And I will conclude that the Minister of Education is very anxious and ambitious, like Robert said. And so normally when people at that stage, they can make mistakes, a lot of mistakes. Unintentional.
So the Minister of Education made a lot of mistakes, and that was the closest statement with Musa. And at this time, we're bringing Robert. Robert, will you just make your closing comment, please?
Well, again, thanks for allowing me on. I think your show is very interesting. Look, I think you need to extend from 1 hour to at least an hour and a half, and I believe you guys will go ahead and try to work on that. Again,
I'll
my position.
I'll try to talk to Regional Nima International to at least give us some more time. You're right about that.
Yeah. Look, first of all, I got to commend this minister. I think George has come in and hit the ground running. I think he has a lot of great ideas, and I think he means well for Liberia. And as I stated online today, I have nothing but absolute high esteem for the minister. But I think we disagree on how we approach reforming the system. The system cannot be reformed overnight. And one thing that I've said over and over, and I'm going to continue to say, is I would not support any idea, though ambitious or bold, I would not support any idea that does not reflect reality. And the fact of the matter is, this particular approach, I don't think it's the best approach for us to achieve quality education. And let me say this before I hang up. Before we surrender, or before we, you know, do a kumbaya of our children education to British Academy, I think it's very important that we step back and consider all alternatives. At the minimum, let's encourage a national dialogue and create ample space to hear all relevant stakeholders. Again, this is a great idea, but there are other greater ideas out there. I think this should be a discussion held nationally and internationally. And after this dialogue, after we've heard all of the other alternatives that I think best fit our system right now, then we can make a decision as to how we move forward with our education system. But I believe as a Liberian citizen, I strongly believe that we can do way better than this particular alternative. And I caution the minister and this particular government to lead cautiously. Let's engage. Let's listen to the people around us. Let's listen to students. Let's listen to teachers. And then we can arrive at a decision that benefits not just our students, not just their parents, not just teachers, that benefits our country in the future. Again, thanks for having me over, and I look forward to being on your show in the future.
Thank you so much, Robert, Mr. Robert Gaku, for coming up, and every one of you who accepted and honored our invitation tonight. We are so excited to have you. And to our participants, we have over 4,000 participants tonight who are following this show. Then we have a great rating. The conversation is very encouraging. We want to encourage you next morning to tune in as we come with another thought-provocative topic. Today we discuss, are you for or against privatization of education in Liberia? At this time, I want to thank you. I want to thank the Radio Neva International, the management, and also the Tuazama family who stood by us from the beginning of this show when we first established the educational talk show with Dr. Emmanuel Dekey. To all of you in Radio Land, even on social media, we thank you for being part of us. Let us find a solution and let us make recommendations to the Liberian education system. Good night, and may God richly bless you. Me
ma tante assise dans ce beau papeux. Y'a toi pas à bout de nalle. Bridge of the Bowie,